Former President Clinton's been quite busy since leaving office a month ago, dividing his time between defending last-minute pardons of fugitive financiers and looking for politically correct office space in Manhattan. Both stories have received extensive attention in the media, but one key player has gone largely unnoticed: the commercial real estate agent responsible for showing Mr. Clinton around his prospective new digs. Essayist and humorist Andy Borowitz tried to put himself in the realtor's shoes.
Here you go, Mr. President. Now, that big office with the fridge and the disco ball will be yours, and over there is where you'll put Mr. Geffen and Mr. Katzenberg. Miss Streisand can sit over there. And here's a spare office that Senator Clinton can use when she drops by. Oh, you're not telling her the address? Fair enough. Now, as for those specifications you had, I talked to the super, and there's plenty of electricity to run that industrial-strength paper shredder of yours. Plus, there's a terrific incinerator in the basement. Now, I know you asked for a secret back door for sneaking out real quick, and we don't have that. But there is a window and a fantastic fire escape. You know, I think you'll feel right at home here. We've had a lot of high-profile types moving in. Michael Milken is looking at a suite of offices on the 7th floor, and so is O.J. Simpson. Now, the building staff here is really professional, and they don't ask a lot of questions. Just be sure to give them each a gift for Christmas. What's that? In your old building, people gave you gifts? Oh, what did you have in mind? The furniture. Well, technically, it does belong to the building, but I'm sure that's negotiable. Now, do yourself a favor, Mr. President, and check out the neighborhood. It's got everything you need. There's a McDonald's, an International House of Pancakes, a check cashing place, and a great cigar store on the corner. Excuse me? Oh, yeah, there are plenty of dry cleaners around here. And you're just a short subway ride away if you want to run up to Columbia University to visit your old friend, Vice President Gore. Oh, well, you can always go downtown and see Bob Carey. You want to move in? Fabulous. It's just $60,000 a month, a real steal in this market. Excuse me? Can you pay your rent in Swiss francs? Sure. Why do you ask?
Andy Borowitz writes an online humor column, The Borowitz Report, for Newsweek.com.